Brian?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a problem. You got to help me with it.
Okay, what's wrong?
Well, I don't know which car to drive home tonight. My Bentley or my Jensen Healey.
It's here?
No, it's coming. I called Elvis Costello. I told him I could not wait until he did the show to get my new baby, and he's agreed to drop it off, and he's on his way.
Oh, wow. You know, Hank, you're going to look just like James Bond in that car.
You think?
I do.
My God, if this car gets me just one-third the pussy that man got, I'd die a happy man.
Don't put yourself down. I bet you'd get half.
Thank you.
What hippy dippy crap are you crocheting over there today?
I'm crocheting a nice little cardigan for me to wear.
How are you getting a cardigan from that? It looks like a friendship bracelet right now.
That's because you do more of these and they link together. It's the magic of crochet.
Now, are you honest enough to admit you just crochet crap that no one needs? Or, I mean, do you actually make yourself a lot of stuff? And then
I actually make myself, well, you saw the shirt that I knitted for myself. And I've done things for other
people.
You
really knitted that.
I actually knitted that. You saw it in progress.
I was kind of joking.
You saw it in progress. And Will said, who the hell is that going to fit?
Yeah, it looked like it was fit for a goddamn cabbage patch.
Yeah, well, that was the shirt I was wearing the other day.
I'll be damned.
So there you go.
Okay, you showed me. You happy?
I wasn't the one putting you up to ask
you. You've eroded my power from the get-go. Good, we've established that.
You didn't really have any to begin with. So.
Yeah. Well, welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Will Papagiorgio.
Yo.
And Kate, the crocheter.
Okay.
I can't remember
like
the last
Conan
name
Conan the Barbarian.
So, yeah.
Kate the crocheter.
You just get an epithet.
I'll hook your eyes out.
You can listen to us live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. Archives the show as well as my glorious transcendent writing at inpapasbasement.com.
He looks glorious.
You're my boy, Blue. And you can tweet us. We do a lot of the tweety crap. I am at Papa's Basement. Will is at Billy Basil. And Kate is at Atomic Kate with two C's in the middle. What was that? What was that weird little snicker?
That was my awesome laugh, apparently.
It was not your real laugh. Don't give me that crap. Well, first we need to finish up a little bit of the carryover from last week. Will and I were talking about our Vegas trip, and it's hard to cram a lot of crap into an hour. And certainly,
you spend 50 minutes talking about the goddamn plane ride.
What do you want? What do you both want?
Did you not see me repeatedly turn to look at the clock?
I thought you were just bored.
No, I was like, it was like watching a two-part episode. Like,
yeah,
he's not going to get this done. It has to be to be continued.
Will Smith can't get over. Yeah.
What was that?
That was a trail off with a joke I didn't care to finish. I was going to go on about like a special two-part Fresh Prince, but I actually don't remember very many two-part Fresh Princers.
Oh, the main one was when he got shot.
He what?
You don't remember that? Like, Carlton got robbed going to the ATM.
Are you confusing this with The Wire?
No. Look it up. That was on a very... or, God,
I'm going to spend my time looking
at
Fresh
special.
Prince.
A very special.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Yeah, no, it's like Carlton was going to the ATM and someone robbed him and he went for his wallet or something and the guy shot him but Will jumped in the way.
Really?
Wow.
And then I guess that was like a ratings boon or something. So then
so Jeffrey gets popped like 3 weeks later?
No, like the very next week. It's like on a very special Fresh Prince. Yeah. Ashley runs away from home.
Oh, my God.
And that was just like a micro plot in the whole episode. Like, you could tell it really wasn't a very special Fresh Prince. But they're like, F it. That worked last week. Let's do it again.
Just milk these teats till they're putting out smoke.
Well, this week on a very special Papa's Basement.
We need to start doing that.
And there's one more where his actual father shows up.
I remember that.
Yeah, and he gets mad at Uncle Phil. He's like, you are not my father!
Oh, yeah. He's showing his acting chops.
Yeah.
Which would later be on display in ID4 when he punches the alien.
Welcome to Earth.
Exactly. Oh, right, God. Right through that big armored faceplate, he's able to clock that
to
alien.
To hear Patrice talk about that, yeah. It's like these people, I haven't seen it in a while, so I can't really talk about it. But yeah, basically, like, the fact that none of our, like, stealth bombers or anything can do anything to these aliens at first, but apparently a punch to the face just knocks them right out.
Oh, yeah.
Punch to the face from a black man, yes.
It's true. He can beat them with his blackness. That was scientifically proven in the Great White Height.
Overpowering blackness.
It wouldn't be PC for the alien to fight back.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he's black.
How great would it have been
just lie here and play
if, like,
that?
The hatch opens and he sees Will Smith and just starts holding out his wallet. Just saying. That
will not
been.
Stand for Xeno-African violence.
Takes the keys out of the UFO. Don't hurt me.
Throws them. Just starts clutching his alien wife, alien kid. Just take the UFO.
Rape my wife, but not my daughter. Please.
Oh, tentacled bargaining chip. Oh, my lordy. Well, then.
And we're off.
Yeah. Well, we wanted to finish. We're not going to finish the whole Vegas story. Suffice to say, we had a decent time.
What was the only other highlight besides Tony paying for a woman of ill repute?
I don't know this Tony character you speak of, but I have a hypothetical friend that might have been juiced $400 for a companionship.
Call him E-Knot.
Yeah, exactly. E-Knot. And try to get his last name backwards while we're at it. Yeah, I just wanted to finish the quiz, because honestly, there was a lot of gorging ourselves, at least for me. I don't know, Will kind of did his own thing, because Will's a big boy. I went to one strip club. We established that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Hustler Club. Had a gay old time.
Mm-hmm. Not literally.
No, gay in the old sense. Okay. It was G-A-Y space O-L-D-E T-Y-M-E. Gay oldie timey.
Oh. All eyes are on me. I was going to say he went to the male floor.
Exactly.
Actually,
dude floor.
Someone, was it Jason? I don't know if you were in the car when he told me that. Like, I think so. It was like when we were going back to the airport to leave, that place the girls took us the first night.
Yes.
Yeah, he was saying it's like, and I've heard of strip clubs like that before. It's like they're split. There's like a male section
that's
and a female
horrible.
Section.
That's so horrible because.
You know, there's some overlap. Like, you can't take a piss without walking by the male stage.
Well, not just that. You know there's some quote-unquote curious guys that are going to be, like, flitting between the two.
It's just their chairs set up right in the middle.
Oh, that always disgusted me more than anything. I don't think Bang Brothers Network was ever guilty of this, but who does 8th Street Latinas and MILF Hunter? That network?
Reality Kings?
Reality Kings. There was a time where they would have, like, this sheet where it display all their sites, and it'd be like round and brown, 8th Street Latinas.
Oh, then the gay ones are just like right below.
Big T round A. And yeah, number 8 on the list, just like tranny surprise. And just some guy like, you know, mouth on some T's and then just jerking shaft.
I don't think tranny porn is technically gay.
It is.
It's like
they're
marijuana.
Just dudes.
It's the gateway drug.
Yeah, they're just dudes with big fake T's put in. That's
not
a guy.
Even big ones, I don't think.
Oh, really?
These are, like, really disturbing.
Oh, I figured your average tranny would be like, well, I'm a dude, so, like, the one gambit I can, you know, take here is I'll distract you from the fact I have an actual C between my legs with some huge T's.
No, they all pretty much just look like guys with terrible implants, like, and just wearing makeup and a wig.
Won't you?
Well, you can't really
me?
Have a good implant as a guy because your chest and body isn't shaped to have those implants.
It's like there's a lot of Latin trannies, but like Asian guys because they're so small.
Oh,
they're like the small bone
oh,
structure.
Oh, please tell me you saw that. Like, what was it? Thailand's Got Talent? Or
was it a donkey talent show?
No, I mean, it was just they
how
have,
many darts can you fire without using
they
your
hands?
They
have these spinoffs all over the globe.
Oh, Jesus. Bangkok's Got Talent?
Yeah.
Holy Lord. No, and, that's a show.
And this pretty cute Asian broad walks out and is singing, you know, it sounds like something that play over the credits of an anime.
And this just whips out her hog at the end?
No, I mean, that would have been
Now that's a talent.
That wouldn't have gone
just
quite
lifts
as
up her
viral.
Dress and, like, this 15-inch ham
no,
falls
she's,
out.
She's singing, it's like, na-na-na-na-na-na. And this, you know, you hear it, and everyone's like, okay, nice voice. Yeah, thank you.
What is that thing from South Park?
And then it's like next verse. And she just goes into her dude voice. And you realize she's packing a hog.
I thought most That's of them took awesome. Estrogen, though. I guess not over there.
I don't think they need it over there. Like, your average Asian dude isn't just ripped to the ninth. I mean, you toss a wig on your average Asian guy, you'd probably give him a second look. You'd be like, maybe?
Awesome.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. We don't need to veer down Tranny Street. Just, we went there organically, now let's extricate ourselves.
Well, actually, one more thing that ties into Vegas. And this is probably even more disturbing. One time, I think it was while Enot was waiting for his woman of ill repute for like 6.5 hours, by the way.
Yeah.
Which, if you're going to pay for sex.
I know. Who
would have waited 6.5 hours for that?
As I said before, who would have guessed a teenage drug addict would be so unreliable?
I'm going to go on a limb here and guess there's more than one prostitute in Las Vegas. So if yours falls through, there's probably another.
Maybe Enoch's the man of honor. So, you know, maybe chivalry isn't dead.
Yeah, but if you're in a restaurant and they don't bring your food out for 6 hours, you don't stay there waiting for it.
That's true. But, you know, maybe he was like, I've pledged my golden ducats to my to my lady.
Fair lady.
M apostrophe lady.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he throws down his cape as she enters. And.
But, I mean, I really don't know how to give too
will
much
you,
detail.
Will you wear my colors during the tournament tomorrow?
Tell me if you've seen this movie. It's like one of those middle-aged actors. I don't know if it's Fred Willard or something. Like, you know, one of those, like, middle-aged character actors you see. Okay. I'm trying to think. He always plays like the dad in every role. But there's one movie he was in. Was it called Ray or something?
Now I'm just thinking Charles Grodin. That was Jamie Foxx.
No, not that Ray. But it's like about some guy's like probably in his 50s maybe. Uh-huh. And he's like married with kids. And then like one day up and decides he wants to become a woman. And he like works in a factory. So he starts like little by little like growing his hair out, wearing earrings to the factory and like freaking everyone out.
Oh, God.
And then he goes full bore, gets the operation. And, you know, his wife is, like, stuck with him because she still loves the person.
Oh, did he, like, just become Raylene, or was it, like, a whole different name?
Raylene?
I don't remember.
I love that
I think when your name is that close, you're kind of like, yeah.
No, it was probably something like Linda, where they actually tried to do the whole change. But anyway.
I'm a different being now.
I swear to God, like, I was sitting, you know, on those benches outside of the Hooters?
The Hooters Casino, yeah, hotel, where we stayed.
There was like 2 50-year-old guys, and you know, they look like typical 50-year-old guys. Like, one was wearing like jeans and kind of like a bikerish t-shirt.
Yeah.
Like, not an actual biker, but someone who, you know, wishes they were. Mm-hmm. And then
there's like a Big Johnson thing on the back. It's like,
yeah,
take
exactly.
A ride on my
like
hog.
Dirty Dick's House of Crabs, yeah. Like some stupid shirt like that. Exactly. And then probably a handlebar mustache. And the guy next to him, you know, is wearing like more typical old man clothing, you know, like Bermuda shorts and like knee-high socks pulled all the way up and tennis shoes and like,
yeah,
a Hawaiian shirt.
A look that says I haven't had a female mouth on my penis
kind
in
of like
better part of 20 years.
Hunter S. Thompson-ish, right?
Yeah, but not like gonzo and edgy, just lame.
Yeah, but old.
Yeah.
And
my dad looks like Hunter Thompson.
Really?
Yeah.
Completely unironically.
A cigarette holder.
Wearing a female wig. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure the other dude was his boyfriend. So he wasn't trying to be a trainee in any other way except for the fact that he had this, like, obvious fake long wig on. And he wasn't wearing it like, dude, I'm so wasted. We had such a good time last night.
Well, that's just like a gay hat, you know? Oh, chick wig, that's nothing.
But can you imagine?
That's just like the sun's beating down, reach into my bag and pull out one.
It would basically be like if a squire marched in here with some, like, long flowing wig on. Nothing else, like, dressed the same, talking the same, acting the same. But just some Fabio hair, like.
So I know.
Maybe it wasn't about being a woman, though.
No,
maybe it was about missing his hair.
No, it was definitely like women's hair, though.
Oh, okay.
But was he talking like a chick and pretending he was a chick?
Sitting
no,
there in silence,
had
sunglasses
because
on.
Because I'm not
at the
that
sidewalk.
Down. I don't know much about gay culture. It kind of stopped for me with like Kids in the Hall.
I think it was just enough to establish him as the femme.
Really?
It was
like,
weird.
Like, maybe that's just like, you know, Vegas silliness to gay people.
That's what I thought at first, but I was like, no.
Just lighthearted, fancy free.
He's just sitting there, man. They're waiting for a taxi or something.
Lock up your wives and daughters. Smithers is out on the town.
I mean, it was really bizarre.
I'd like it.
Huh.
I like that man.
Well, no.
I'd also like it if Squire walked in here with a long flowing wig on.
I'd like that too. What color though?
Gray.
I think auburn.
No, it has to. Yeah,
it has to be gray. It has to be auburn or blonde.
No,
I want like Kathy Griffin red.
See that changes everything.
Well, that's like what this guy. It wasn't like red, but I mean, it wasn't gray. It was just like,
no,
you know, kind of like your hair color, maybe like a little bit more brown.
When I describe my hair color to people now, I'm going to say, well, yeah, brown. Really, I get it. Yeah. Tranny auburn.
All right. Well, let's wrap up Vegas because we had the quiz. Will, you don't have to answer the rest of the quiz.
All right.
You're forgiven. You're pardoned. Get out. Turn your head for a bit. Kate?
Yep.
I believe we left off halfway through the quiz. There are about four questions left, and it'll take like 1 minute to bang this out.
Okay. That's usually how long it takes you.
So far, it was just strip club and how much we had spent, I had spent. And we established I went to one strip club and spent
and
like
you're a
75 cheapie. Bucks.
Yep.
Not cheap. The lap dances there are pretty inexpensive.
Because they're couch dances. They're not real lap dances. But they're good.
What's the difference?
Lap dances, you usually get the private room. Couch dances, you're out getting a chub on in front of like the main crowd.
I like an audience. I'm a performer.
So when you get up to adjust yourself, there's no grace period to kind of deflate before you walk back out.
We're like, hold on, I got to tuck this in the buckle.
Yeah, no, anytime you get a lap dance, you always have to like adjust it. And then
the worst is
out.
When they finish and then you realize like you can't get your money out of your pocket, so you have to stand like right after the dance to dig in.
Well, I don't understand why this is bad. I mean, I would chuckle at it, but isn't that the point?
Well,
I don't know what the
like
point
how
is.
Embarrassing why would that be? If
why
that's,
do I care to
like,
feed this whore's ego? I know.
You did nothing for me, woman. Here's money.
Yeah, that was to me. It's always like funnier if like not much is doing, because then you kind of put yourself in her head. And it's like, what's she thinking? Like, is he gay?
No, you then know? She's thinking you're broken.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like you don't want to go up immediately because you want to give them something to work for, even a trollop. Has some sense of like business achievement, you know. She's gonna grind a little harder if like you're not a property line metal rod.
It's work ethic.
Immediately, yeah.
No, they just go through the motions. The one, I don't know if you remember that skinny one with the tattoos.
Wait a minute.
Was talking to you for a while.
Yeah, actually, I do. Yes, kind of suicide girly looking. Which you need to be a magnet for that look. Given
she was apparently she thought I was hot.
Yeah,
she told Dawn that, and I was like, found out later.
Why don't you just bang girls who have like 18 piercings and
I already have
like an entire
been there, done that.
Face of Marilyn Monroe on their back that you can stare
I really don't
at
find that attractive.
I know. What is it with guys? You always want what you can't have.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't
that's
I don't
guys.
Really like you, tattoos. Though.
You really like clean cut looking chicks.
Kinda. I
like
mean,
you'd be happy with a chick who pulled up in a minivan with like a sweater around her neck almost.
I mean,
and then it was like, scream at me and then I'll go down at you.
There's like some suicide girls I like, but for the most part, what it is tattoos and piercings don't add anything. So it's like if you're a hot chick and you get tattoos and piercings, then you're a hot chick with tattoos and piercings.
Yeah.
There's plenty of fat, ugly pigs out there who get lots of tattoos and think it makes them a suicide girl. It's just like, no, you're just a gross pig. Like, I don't know, man.
I mean, I'm with him. I'm
like, I just recently. Do you remember that picture? What is wrong with your laugh today?
It's not a laugh. That was a cry. My God, Will can't even identify when women are sobbing. Why are you laughing, B?
What's so funny about me beating you?
So Kate has one tattoo. It's of a snake or something.
Yes.
Lift up your arm and see. Does it wrap all the
yes,
way around?
Yes, it does, because I'm not a...
just around the front.
I'm not a P word. I get it all the way around.
How old were you when you got that?
Mid-20s, I think. It wasn't that long ago, but it was a few years.
Yeah, so like that's not bad, but when it really defines
But when
your
you're
look,
a fat chick and you have one?
Well, yeah, that too. When you just think it makes you hip. But I don't know. Do you remember that ad like Kat Von D did of like the tattoo concealer makeup?
100%, yeah.
Like, does she not look 100 times better without all that crap on her body?
F yeah.
That's, yeah,
because
that's kind of my point.
She's way too extensive about it. I'm sorry.
Like Michelle. Even Michelle Bombshell. That wouldn't be a bad looking woman if she didn't have like a headband tattooed across her forehead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It crosses a line. For me, it can be an enhancement if the tattoos, like, aren't faded. Like, if it looks like something you got when you're 18 at Myrtle Beach or
something. Oh, the old cougar tattoos.
Oh, yeah, just get the hell out of my bed right now.
Disappearing into your wrinkly old leather
skin. I mean, that is lame as hell, but, like, wet ink, couple strategically sleazy-looking things, you know? I'm down with that, but it adds nothing to me.
Like, any specific spots, though? The only place I don't really mind them is supposed to be the arm.
What if I had a dolphin under my boob?
No.
Oh, anything around the boobs, disgusting.
I've seen that. That chick Belladonna we were talking about in Vegas, because we're talking about short-haired girls, I think.
Yes.
And, yeah, she has, like, she may have a dolphin wrapped around her boob. gross.
Any chest piece, just get out. Yeah. Get out now.
My rose.
Or, like, the hip tattoos, I think, are gross.
But don't you like my As I Lay Dying lyrics? They mean so much to me.
Really?
Get the F out.
Just the back and arms,
Don't make me grab you by your gauged ears and toss you out. Get out.
Apparently the tramp stamp ages well.
Best
aging area for a tattoo, yes.
What, because it never gets wrinkly or something?
Yeah, I think so.
No, because old women get that back
so
fat.
Some old lady's going to plop out of her wheelchair and you'll still be like, as her sweater rolls up.
You know, in about 20 years, there's going to be a lot of them.
I know.
I was thinking about that today. Same thing with porn stars and all the butt stuff going on. Like, when these people age.
There's going to be no control. There's going to have to be a funnel attached all the time.
You're going to have to sit on a cork 24/7.
Tampon company is going to have to come up with something.
Well, that's actually what the plugs are made for.
What?
They won't be for pleasure anymore. They'll just be holding it in.
Stopping stuff.
At least you'll be able to time it every 6 p.m. Just pull your ripcord.
God. Sounds like you're pouring a bucket of water into a toilet.
Just falls. No pressing, just gravity.
Jesus.
Oh, man. Okay, let's finish
up
the quiz. Yeah, let's finish up the quiz. Kate?
Yep.
We had, I had 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8.
Okay.
Question 4. Did I get laid? And we're just going to do, you're right, or that would be for you're wrong.
I don't remember what I guessed earlier. I put a lot of reasoning into it. Yeah,
oh, you definitely said no. You said I
did. I laugh and say no?
Probably.
You did. You're like,
no.
Yeah.
Or I think your condition was if he did, he paid for it.
Yeah. That was you. That was your proviso.
There you go. There's my answer.
I did get me a little. It's Vegas. Even I can score in Vegas.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is this girl listening right now?
Probably. Good for her. What?
I don't know.
I'm not saying I banged 6 people. Banged one person.
Yeah, but still.
What?
It's good to know that she's just a stat now.
It's not a stat. You think she wants me reading social security numbers on the air? This is who this was.
No, I don't know. Your desire to share certain information perplexes me.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why my name is attached to it, and my reputation will be destroyed via Google, not yours.
Your ish comes up when you Google my name.
Oh, really?
Yeah, your Twitter page, I think.
Oh.
Because you put your real name.
Oh, I
which
should fix
I do
that.
Not.
Yeah, you're right.
Put the question marks in place of the vowels
I
do.
I'll change it to the beard. And then we get to, did I frequent any prostitutes?
Well, I guess the answer is no now.
I didn't. Yeah. I'm both cheap and a disease freak. I thought you'd know me better than that.
I'm sorry. You think I know you at all?
A little bit.
You act like I pay attention.
A little bit. Come on. We don't have to shtick it. We've worked a little bit together. This has been almost a year together? Over a year?
What?
No, I don't know.
No.
I have no
conception. You're confusing me with the other whores.
No, the other four. The other. I'm off today. The other whore phoned in. Phone whore mashed together into four. I believe we've had you for a year now.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
And the last few questions were if I did have any whores, any fours, how much did I spend? And the answer is zero.
Yes. Because
how much did Enoch
because
spend?
You're cheap. So.
I'm cheap. Well, I wasn't cheap out there. I just wanted to spend money on buffets and gambling and, you know, strippers, obviously. Not actual.
Not actually getting any.
But the person we
be
may
cheap
have
when
known
it comes down to it.
Who paid for it? How much do you think he paid?
Yeah.
If he did.
That is a good pop quiz. If we had any friends out there that might have paid for it, how much do you think they paid for it?
$400. This isn't fair.
Wait, we already told you?
Yeah.
God damn, burnout memories. Wait, did I tell you like earlier in the show?
Yes!
Jesus Christ.
Neither of us remembered.
Damn drugs.
Cough syrup and marijuana and amphetamines.
Wow.
This is what happens, kids. 10 years removed. 10 years down the pike. Hey, what did we say 10 minutes ago? I don't know.
Oh, no clue.
I don't know who's
all right
talking.
We can get to the pictures, or we can get to a special case of a man and his maid. A famous man.
Wait, what pictures?
Ow. Well.
The twatter pictures?
Yeah, we've wrapped up Vegas. Yeah. Now
well, it all kind of ties in.
Okay.
I guess start with Arnold.
Okay, we're going to start with Arnold. This was a huge story that I didn't get to do much with because it happened right when we were heading out.
Really? Yeah, I forgot.
I
like
want
a few
to
days
say
prior.
It was maybe 5 days
less
before we left for Vegas that you got wind that Maria Shriver, after what, like 20 years with
25.
Arnold Schwarzenegger? 25.
I think, yeah, 86. Yeah.
Yeah, was pulling up steak and getting the hell out of Dodge.
Old praying mantis face.
She, back in the day, I thought was okay.
Me too. I remember finding her attractive
when
I was a
kid. Yeah.
Now I see her now. Like,
you're like, what a hot news bitch. And then you see her now, and it looks like she has to bathe in virgin's blood to stay alive.
Her face looks like a topographic map.
It's
all kinds of lines and creases and valleys.
I mean, I refer to her all the time on my website as Skeletor. Like, apparently if you Google Maria Shriver Skeletor, I'm the top result now or something like that. Just the weird phrases that bring me to the top. I think I still might own Cheesy Bites Pizza, too, from Pizza Hut, just in case they ever bring that back. Papa's Basement just poised to jump on that. But, yeah, she kind of up and left, and everyone was like, well, Arnold, bit of a reputation as a pig, and he's just getting out of office, so maybe some marital discord had been brewing for some time. But it comes to light a couple days later. Very concrete reason why this chick was checking out.
Yeah, but the question is, like, did she know about it, and if so, for how long?
Yeah, and that reason being that he was penetrating. Penetrating the maid, yeah. Not
some French maid in a porn.
Yeah, exactly. You think banging the maid is like ooh la la and
actual real life maid.
Yeah.
No,
I mean,
different than you've seen in your gym at a Walmart.
Need more lemon pledge.
Yeah, I mean, I would have rather banged that because I'm
Consuela.
Yeah. I'm sure cartoon ladies don't smell like this must have smelled down there.
Oh, what is wrong with him? Like, as bad as Maria Shriver is now, I would go running to that.
Yeah, so he knocks up. He had knocked up many years ago. His grotesque maid. I mean, let's not mince when it comes to this chick. You look at her.
She looks like she's had some bad plastic surgery that he paid for or something.
It almost looks like a Planet of the Apes mask on her.
Or it's like the Latin clown makeup. I don't know. There's definitely a lot of bad stuff going on there.
It's everything bad just kind of thrown together in one S-pot and stirred around. And then you poured it on top of some breasts and voila, we got a woman.
Just, oh.
I mean, Kate.
Yeah.
Your take on her. You've obviously seen pictures of the chick. What do you think?
I'm a little surprised, but people have different reasons for doing things, and part of the appeal may have been the forbidden.
He likes to go pigging.
Well,
yeah, but maybe that's what he likes. I mean, maybe he only married Maria Shriver because that was what was expected, and he really likes.
Of course he did.
Heftier.
I don't think he likes heftier.
Less attractive.
Arnold
women.
Definitely has a rep for liking "quote unquote" women of color. Like,
there you go.
He likes the brown. He likes the black.
Oh, he's a De Niro.
There you go.
Yeah, because
he's
not
Nazi.
So much a De Niro.
He may be
exactly.
Austrian, but
that's
he's
the
no
forbidden
Nazi.
Fruit. Yeah.
He's a Nazi after they moved to Argentina.
That's the same reason why like Southern white chicks end up with black guys a lot of time. It's like if you're told something's off limits your whole
that
life.
Oh, that's so appealing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're a Southern dad, you got to be really nice to your daughter. Really nice. Otherwise.
Heed the John Mayer song.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Otherwise, one of these days, she'll slam the door after screaming, "I'll show you!"
How great would it be if, like, because I'm sure we've all heard that song, but you don't listen to it all the way through because it sucks. What's like, if somewhere toward Daughters by John Mayer.
I mean, I know the name of it. It's just horrible, and I hate you for bringing that back into my consciousness. He probably had to learn it for students, right?
Yeah.
So how great
would that be, like, somewhere at the end where everyone's already turned the radio dial? It's like some line heating against, like, "Do this or your daughter's going to bring home a black guy."
No, and again,
fathers be good to your daughters, or else they'll date the black men.
Yeah, and I mean,
will Cletus be coming for you?
Yeah, and again, you know, we're racially we don't care on this show.
We used to have one.
Racially indifferent.
Yeah, there we go. Exactly. We used to have a black man on the show with us who was banging the whitest of white women.
Oh, that's a story in and of itself.
That's a week of episodes right there. Translucent ghost of a white woman. But that is for another time. Getting back to Arnold. She's gross. And
she was gross back then, too. It's not like she's gross now and she used to be hot.
Yeah.
She's always been a dumpster fire.
And again, hold on. Before I start unloading on Arnold and kind of making fun of him and just dissecting this the rest of the way, this is not me doing shtick what I'm about to say. Arnold Schwarzenegger, probably my greatest personal hero.
Yeah, I mean, if you're into bodybuilding, like, you gotta admire.
My single greatest, when I was 21, the old man had just shuffled off this mortal coil, and I got hugely into lifting. And any guy that gets into lifting, maybe the first book you purchase, it's almost like getting into punk and you gotta buy a goddamn, like, Misfits record or something.
And yet, the way you look now, you would have think he broke your heart years ago.
Shut up. Shut up. Wing one out, just to cheer me up for that.
What? No.
Lefty or righty, I don't care.
No. You're the one with the giants referring to your moobs.
Yeah, okay. So, you buy the new Encyclopedia of Modern Bodybuilding, and you start to learn about that world, in which Arnold is not a god, he is the god.
Or you go to bodybuilding.com for free.
Yeah, which is what the kids do now. But back then, I don't even think that site existed.
Back in my day, we didn't have the internet.
He's a self-made man, too, like...
It's just insane to realize how many worlds he has conquered.
Yeah,
like
bodybuilding, movies,
a sport. He owned bodybuilding.
Well, kind of.
What are you talking about?
I mean, he's the king just because of his fame. But what was it, Ronnie Coleman? And I forget.
He has 7 Olympia wins. But, 2 guys have 8,
and they're both black.
Yes, exactly. So Arnold needs to be graded on a curve, first of all. And so then he gets out of bodybuilding complete. It would be like, God, let's say Tom Brady quits being a football player.
Hasn't he already kind of gone over the hump after last season?
He's still relatively young. I want to say Tom is 33, 32 in there. He's still got.
So he's the same age as McNabb?
Yeah.
And McNabb's just going to be sold off like a horse to a glue farm.
Yeah, no, McNabb's 34.
What a difference from 32.
It is. You're talking kind of your final good years.
Quarterbacks age in dog years.
They do. they and not dog years so much as porn star years, where up until 32, 33, you're like, oh, that's not bad. And 35 rolls around, you're like, oh, my God.
There's some hot MILF porn stars.
Yeah, but they become MILF porn stars, not normal porn stars.
I don't know women like in their... Dude, there's like porn stars in their late 20s who do like MILF porn.
Like if we're just going with simple annoyances in porn, there's the tranny surprise crap and a ton of like gay
ladies. That's why it's called a surprise.
Yeah, and a bunch of like...
Otherwise it would just be called trannies.com.
And a bunch of like gay links randomly thrown into my aggregate sites, which I hate.
Well, I don't get that.
What? You go to like hun.com or something and it'll just be like, you know, big teed cheerleaders.
I don't do it that way.
Hot older redhead. Guy effing the S out of another guy. And you're like, okay, one of these things doesn't belong.
You got to go to a search engine.
Okay. I'm just saying, where the hell was I? Catch me up. Damn drugs.
Things that aggravate you about porn.
Yeah. And one of the big ones is the MILF, the quote unquote MILF, who's like
27.
Yeah. Just maybe
well,
tanned a little too
be,
much.
She could be a mom.
Yes, but MILF needs to not convey just the kid. It needs to. Like, there's a certain wisdom and maturity that comes with the mantle of.
I remember.
I get you.
When we were like, you know, early 20s or whatever, and there's certain hussies who have children out of wedlock then, and they refer to themselves as MILFs. It's like, you're 22. You're not supposed to have a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, you should refer to yourself as a MILF.
Or other people. It's like, if you're not hot at 22, then you're just busted.
Like, yeah.
You are supposed to kind of bounce back. The whole concept of the MILF was some chick in her 40s who has like a high school age kid.
Yes, I get it.
And most
of
them are wrecks. And then you get one who's like hot. She's still kept herself
together.
Because
when you're in high school, it's your friend's mom that, like, this is my understanding that this stems from younger boys who are discovering themselves in ways that they're not familiar with. And they find a mom that really looks well for
her age. An actual hot mom.
Right.
Yeah, because they can ogle.
Every other mom just looks like a mom, and that's disgusting.
I had no friends with just slam dunk MILF mothers. Like, there were a couple like questionable ones, but it was really just they hadn't gone to hell in a handbasket after the kid. You know, they were still thin.
Yeah.
No, I teach some. It's like, it's really just the rich moms.
Yeah, who have to do nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And gym all day.
Yeah.
And Botox or whatever the hell they do.
Have you ever
with a student's mom?
Yeah.
No, I probably could, but
I'd rather get the money.
Because it's never...
It's the mark of a true pimp.
It has never come up as a locksmith. And you'd think it's like one of those almost porno scenarios where it's like pizza guy comes, cable guy comes, telephone guy comes.
Yeah, but have you ever worked for a hot chick?
It's rare, but it happens now and again.
And they never offered for you to pay them back in riches?
No, not the unhot ones either to snipe Kate, to beat her at the punch. Not the unattractive ones.
I was just
going to
say, look
chicks.
At him. Who would who would offer money?
Oh, so mean.
So mean.
No.
Never come up, man. Never come up.
Life is not porn, sadly.
Yeah. It's really horrible.
What?
This isn't Skinamax. People don't just bump into each other and have sex.
Back to Arnold. What I wanted to ask Kate about this Arnold thing.
Yes.
Got it out of a way that, like, I really respect this guy. So I view him, when I look at Arnold, I just see turbo alpha male.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of people can laugh and they'll be like, oh, he's a dumb movie star.
Mm-hmm.
And just because he has an accent, you know, and he's speaking English semi-poorly. Yeah, they're like, oh, he's an idiot. He can't speak God's tongue all
that
well.
Austrian.
I was going to say, he probably speaks English better than you speak the damn, the Hun tongue.
Just because you have an accent doesn't mean you don't have a grasp of the language.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, he's kind of a crappy actor, so he's dumb, but...
That's the way we view
people.
Well,
he's kind of a crappy actor.
Yeah.
Same thing with stroke victims. You talk to them all slow. It's like,
hey, did Tom Brokaw have a stroke?
No, he's always talked like that.
No, I know he...
I'm a male or a lie.
I know he's always had the weird accent and kind of like this, but I saw him on a promo for something, and it was really like...
He's aging.
It was like he was in slow-mo. It was
he
really
ain't in
scary.
Any rush for you anymore.
My left side is really tingling.
Oh, son of a bitch. That's good, man.
Yeah, right. I know you... done that once in my life.
That is amazing.
Please stop rolling the cameras. This is not a joke.
Oh my god, we need to hone your talent sometime. My god, if we cared. My god, if we cared, nothing would stop us. But to me, Arnold's just, that's as conquering. He is Conan to me.
Mm-hmm.
He really is a warrior king who took the world by its nuts and said, just give it to me.
Yeah, so what upsets you is not the fact that he had a kid out of wedlock, but the fact that he had it with an ugly woman.
That is one of the grosser aspects,
That's the only thing that I see wrong in
this situation. I'd like to think a guy that great wouldn't just be like, a convenience pussy, you know, and take it. Bend over. Make mit the lip the meat curtains.
I mean, I'm sure he was like cheating all over the place.
He was banging everything, and I'm sure he was banging like tens, and I'm sure he was banging like eights, and he was banging sixes. But you want to think like he's gonna at like, some point.
But the two was the only one who.
Yeah, he'd wrap his Cyberdyne Systems hand around his shaft rather than jam it in that just that trash can of a
That's
being.
What I don't get. Like, I don't get people who are that horny. They will just stick it in any hole. Because at that point, you might as well, like, be going, dipping into guys, too.
Oh, yeah. Like, a really hot guy. Why not? Just be like, oh, he was really chiseled and stuff. I mean.
Yeah, like, seriously. Like,
that would be less disgusting to a woman, I think. Like, your guys would be like, oh, you homo, and that'd be that. You'd like, have no friends.
If it's a woman who's that ugly, and then you get the sex, like, or the choice if you either sleep with them or Fabio, and, like, you actually have to stop and consider it for a while, like, then don't do it.
Just roll in the hay with, like, who's the werewolf from Twilight? The diesel kid.
Taylor Lutner or
whatever. Yeah. If it's him or just some slop pile, I don't know. There'll be a 2-second pause or maybe.
Put a wig on him, throw him on his back.
Pretty little thing. Yeah, exactly. Maybe it's a story for the air. I don't know. But you want to think he's above that. And he's not. And let this be a lesson to the ladies out there. Even the most accomplished guy, if he's a total pee hound, is going to stick it in anything. You can't control it.
Let this be a lesson to the lady. What, you think we don't know this?
Well, now, here's where I want to bring you into it.
Women are the same.
I don't think women are that bad, man.
Yeah, they are.
Women are that bad if motivated. Like, women have 100... Exactly, like a revenge F. Like, women have so many things other than the I'm horny F. And I would say the I'm horny F isn't even, like, the biggest part of the pie chart. There's the I want jewelry F. There's the there's the F-U F, so I'll bang your friend. There's, like, the daddy issue F, where, like, he looks like my pops did. God, let's get a good grade F. And the professors and the women will F for a variety of reasons. Guys have one speed. The I'm horny F. There's the I'm horny F, and then there's the you're really hot, which made me horny F. So, okay, we operate on two speeds. We're complex creatures like that. Kate, I mean, like, admit it. What are some weird reasons you put out? It can't be...
Because her husband commanded her to.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I was back in the brothel for a while, so...
Back in that scenario, you were effing someone else because...
Well, someone told me to, so why wouldn't I?
Go fetch me some black tea.
And that's great, because again, if Will was with a chick and she was just like, hey, it'd be really hot if you F this guy in front of me. Will would be like, oh, it'd be really hotter if you got the F out now, whore. That'd be that. It wouldn't motivate. But a chick, again, out of love, is going to do weird crap for
a guy. Wait. But you're saying, in that, so if Will was with the chick and she said, F this guy, and he'd say no. But if she said, F this other chick.
F this
for
big
me.
Fat pig. He'd still be like,
oh,
no.
Well, there you go. Well, but if she said,
okay, I'm sorry.
F this hot piece of A.
Was your ex husband pulling back like Tyrese, like Usher? Or was it like.
I don't understand the reference.
You know, like, was he pulling the creme de la creme of the black guy world? Or was it like, oh, here's Blindside?
Garbage, man.
Yeah, suck off Sean Kingston over here. I mean, were they, like, really gross or what? I mean.
I wasn't doing sloth.
Okay. But I get the feeling they probably weren't, like, the best looking either.
Let me tell you this. Nobody chooses who I sleep with.
Okay.
Wait, what?
I choose who I sleep with.
Okay, so it was kind of like a directive. Like, get a guy that you're cool with.
I choose whomever I sleep with.
Oh, okay.
So did he, like, dress you up and you go out to a bar? Like, seduce some guy, like, in front of him?
And he's just, like, in the closets peering through the slats like E.T. with the stuffed animals. She's like, yeah. The guy in the middle was like, what's that noise?
Was that the dynamic from the get-go, or did that, like, take a few years of boredom to bring about?
No, it wasn't the dynamic at all.
Sorry. I don't know.
I'm breaking hearts now.
What? That's just
that's what really
happened.
That's
quite a story to be told.
Yes, and then there were three Playboy bunnies.
All right. Now, I think another thing that blew me away was how shocked the average chick was that Arnold was cheating to begin with.
Why?
Because the average chick is above that other chick in looks. So the average chick is going, oh, hell no. Yeah. If I went out and moved out there and was just like, I'm here to clean your toilet,
I'm sure that was part of it. A lot of women, though, are like, but he was married.
Yeah.
And the woman he was married to was much more attractive.
No.
Now,
that has nothing to do with
Kate, that. If you are dating, like, the alpha male of alpha males.
I'm dating Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, just.
Several months ago, yes.
Or, I mean, just, like, some MMA dude or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be shocked at all if he was cheating on you? Or would you be like, that just comes with the territory. Like, I'm going to get cheated on. Like, you know, for the duration of this.
At that point, that's knowing the person. Because I think there would be some people that you'd be like, yeah, I'd know. I mean, whether or not I would personally be okay with it, you know, there would be
yeah,
some people
totally
where
it's just
like, yeah, he's totally going to cheat. He's going to cheat. That's who he is.
But a guy at that level of achievement and who, at least in the day, was really fit, too.
If that is his M.O., just going around, then, yeah,
do you think that there are guys that have that level of, like, I've conquered the world and don't behave that way?
Yeah, I think there are. I think there's upstanding gentlemen in all fields.
Like me.
But there's also scumbags everywhere. So you can be an Arnold Schwarzenegger who goes around effing everything.
But see, he's not a scumbag. You gotta think that marriage is just, like, for political reasons. Like, he probably married her back
then.
But
I mean, if you're going to say that cheating's bad, which isn't necessarily the case. But the point being that there's going to be people who do that, and that's just what they do. And there's going to be people who think that's wrong.
So you do not believe in, Chris Rock said one time, a man is as loyal as his options. And when a guy is that famous, he can pretty much crush whatever.
No, because
he probably could. The difference is, would he? That's the real measure of a man.
You're going to get it out of your system once you're famous.
You really think that?
If you just can F whatever, you probably get bored of
it
in 2 months.
You only want what you can't have.
I think you would get bored, but you still want it now and again.
Yeah,
like,
what
if you ate...
No, you'll meet someone who you're like,
exactly.
Holy F, they're hot.
What if you're like, okay, I love pizza.
But you do that whether or not you're famous. You know? You know, you could go around right now and be like, wow, I love my wife. We've got a great family and everything. That chick is really hot. But I'm not actually going to do anything because I love my wife and we've got a great family and that's the deal we've got going on.
But see, it's different if it's like Ernie the Garbage Man saying that compared to Schwarzenegger. Like, Schwarzenegger could just roll up and be like, yeah, last action hero, yeah, and she'd
start.
But
he's to say Ernie
him.
The Garbage Man couldn't score what Schwarzenegger scored.
If
you're just looking for anything, yeah, you can go ahead and do that.
But I'd like to believe that he was crushing some, like, blonde beach bunnies in the mix.
He may have been.
I'm sure he was.
Yeah.
Probably before and after he was married.
That's not the point of it for him.
That is the point of it.
No, I mean for him.
I'd say the point of it, yeah, with him is obviously just draining his nuts in anything.
Yeah. That was his motive. That was it. So that's who he is.
I mean, to him, it's just hardwired. Like, I got to get this seed out and about.
Yeah, you can do it into a paper towel.
No, but I mean, like, he's got
the
Schwarzenegger DNA. It has to live on.
It didn't
matter
what he was conquering. It mattered that he was conquering, that he could do it.
Exactly. Ugh. That's a good way of putting it.
I guess my hatred of women kind of, like, tempers me away from that a lot of the time.
Yeah. Oh, no. I really try not to just be like, oh, I... Because
I've definitely turned down a lot. Not even, like, bad looking. It's just like... I don't know, there's different reasons. Like, if you don't feel someone like that.
Oh, no. I mean, if they're attractive, I'll sleep with them.
No, because sometimes they're just, like, sketchy bitches. It's like, I don't want to be in your filth hole.
I mean, at that point, just wear protection and do the pull out.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Which one of those two? Well, which one?
The first.
Okay, thank God.
No, the pull out's fine.
Well, now that that's cleared up.
Yeah, I just, to me, it's weird. And I think it ties into kind of that mentality that a lot of women have also. Like, I can change this guy. Like, Jesse James, same deal.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, I can change this guy who
guys
before me
crap too.
Was a gigantic man whore.
That's actually true. I think it's less common, but that's actually true.
Oh, a lot of guys have the hero complex. We're both guilty of it.
Yeah,
I've kind of grown out of it, but back in the day.
Like, I don't want to work, but No, it's the same thing. Like,
yeah.
You want to be the knight in shining armor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just makes you feel special, I guess. I don't know.
But I would say at least a little more quickly, your guy friends, if they find out that this chick you were really good to cheated.
Yeah.
The guys are a lot more quick on the draw to be like, well, she was a dirty whore to begin with. What were you expecting?
It depends on the guy, and it depends on his feelings for her. It really does.
I mean, I'm saying with your pool of guy friends, there will be a little of like, oh, man, after all you did for her, that's skeevy. But she was always a dirty skank.
But with
chicks, I get the feeling like that happens, and it's like, oh, my God. And with the family you made together and the house you made, like, they just have no comprehension of what actually is motivating him there. It's like, yeah, he can love the house you made together. He can love the family. He can love you.
No, they just feign indignance.
Yeah. It just seems
I don't get women, because I don't get the, like, I'm going to stay with him after he cheated with me.
Well, you can't do that. You can't. I mean, if you got to respect yourself.
Yeah, well, some women do. And I just, I'm like, if that was the deal we made and someone cheats on me.
Why would you ever want to be in something that like hollow and loveless? I mean, at that point.
Yeah, because none of us have like spent 25 years with a person and had three kids with them.
You get to a point where.
I think kids,
but that's where
too.
You come down to like political marriage or staying together for the kids kind
no,
of thing.
Like,
where it's
politics and fame like completely aside.
No, but what I'm
like,
saying is.
If you have kids, I think that's a big.
The reason
factor.
You're staying together is because you have the house together, because you have this together. Like, it's too hard to break up. And so you just have a roommate, essentially.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Like a roommate you used to feel for.
Yeah, and now it's just dead and horrible.
Never get involved. Keep it
there
like heat.
There you go.
Walk
That's
out 30
spirit.
Seconds flat.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It scares the crap out of me. All that stuff.
Yeah, stay away from it.
I do for the most part.
It's all bad.
But, I mean, what you going to do? Grow old and not have anyone around?
But, I mean, at that point.
You can't have friends.
At that point with the cheating, too, I mean, it's the same thing as if we, you know, John and I are going out, and we've been going out for a while, and I said, but John, you're not going to buy that Porsche, right? We've got all this money together, and you're not going to buy that Porsche, and he goes out and buys that Porsche. And at that point, it's F you, there's no coming back from that one.
What?
That would be the same as cheating.
What?
Like, because it's a betrayal of trust. Because
you wanted to buy a house or
God,
something?
No, because it's a betrayal
something...
of trust, and we've already discussed it. It's not like he went out and bought it with his own money, and we never talked about it before.
It was shared money.
How is money, like, sexual
and intimate feeling?
It's a
betrayal of trust. It's a betrayal of trust. Well, if he was just a horn dog and went around and slept with anything, it doesn't matter who... That's what really pisses me off. When women get mad at the woman that she was
well,
the
they stole
husband's
their man's.
Other woman... Yeah.
Oh, like that woman
oh, no.
is so
It is the man's fault.
I know.
It is the man's
no,
fault
entirely. No, it depends. Maybe that guy is like, again, go back to Chris
no.
Rock. Maybe he wasn't looking and she seduced him.
He can still say no.
No, you can't.
It's a gray zone. I'll be honest. If a really attractive
there
woman
is no
lays
gray
horizontal
there.
In
there
my
There
ass,
is no gray there.
I folded
that,
like a deck of cards.
Oh, yeah.
If cheating
comes
is off limits, then that... I'm not
true,
saying you wouldn't. I'm
but
just saying
just like
that's not
the
right.
The hottest thing ever is all over you and just has. Is,
then you
is
still have to say no.
You're circuitry fried. No. You don't comprehend.
Yeah, no.
No, at that
yeah.
point.
If you're a guy, like your brain
valid.
Just like shuts down
that
like an overheated CPU and you just wake up an hour later. You're like,
who's
oh, what happened?
Wait, who's your biggest celebrity crush?
Apparently Patrick Stewart, according to my dream last night.
Oh, who is it really? All right, so say Patrick.
Will should be applauding that.
St. Patrick Stewart wants to lube up his head and...
No.
You would actually turn him down?
Yeah, I would. I turned down George Clooney, too.
Really?
Yeah.
You say that, but if it actually happens...
Well, if it actually happens, we'll see what a measure of a human being I am.
Maybe we'll have the answer next week.
Yeah. Well, the night train is pulled into the station.
Woo-woo!
Thank you. And that means we are done with yet another episode of Papa's Basement. Kate, I'd like to thank you.
Yeah.
If the folks at home want to get a hold of you, it is at Atomic Kate with two C's in the middle on Twitter. Will, thank you.
You're welcome.
At Billy Basil on Twitter. I am John Pop Giorgio. You get me at Papa's Basement on Twitter. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Show website in papasbasement.com. And next week... Again, at fcac.org/WEBR, live Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. And until then, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow.
You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.